Michael Waltrip Racing's weekly fantasy podcast, hosted by Audio Boom and also available for download on iTunes. I'm Wes Evans, Jackman, the number 55, Aaron's Dream Machine, and as part of a new relationship between DraftKings and the RTA, every Wednesday I'll be hosting this podcast and sharing my fantasy picks with you for the upcoming race. So to play along with me, just head to DraftKings.com. Click on the green Play Now button, and after registering, click on Promotions at the top next to your account name and scroll down to How to Play NASCAR. You'll have a free entry into the Slingshot contest, and then you can start drafting your driver lineup. They'll clearly explain to you that rosters must include five drivers, and you have to stay within the $50,000 salary cap. Now, I'm a firm believer in the age-old saying that anybody can win on any given race day, but if you look at the statistical averages, you might have a better chance on selecting a winning lineup. That being said, Kentucky this week may be a crapshoot. With the new rules packages affecting downforce, they'll make their first appearance during the race at the 1.5-mile oval this Saturday night. So after reviewing the driver averages at Kentucky and intermediate tracks over the past two seasons, I've narrowed down my driver picks. And we'll start right away with my must-have pick of the week, and that is Matt Kenseth. Kenseth ranks number one both at Kentucky and average overall at all intermediate tracks on the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series circuit, finishing in the top five at both of his last appearances at Kentucky Speedway, including a trip to Victory Lane. For these reasons, he's easily my first pick. Costing $11,300, which is well over the $10,000 average per driver needed to stay within the salary cap confines, I think he's well worth the money. This leaves me with $38,700 of remaining salary and an average per driver of just over $9,500. So next, I'm going with Jeff Gordon. Gordon's going to cost me a little over 10 grand, making his final race at this track, and let's not forget that this is the only track in which he has never won at. Finishing the top five and the top 10 in his last two starts here, I expect another strong finish out of him. That last pick dropped my remaining average salary again, putting me at $9,366 per driver. So the obvious choice next would be Ryan Newman at $9,300. I'm going with the Rocket Man because Newman has been really strong at tracks like Kentucky, and he finished third here last year. In the number four spot, I'm going to select Jamie McMurray. Currently sixth in the driver points, McMurray finished second at Kentucky in 2013 after qualifying 23rd. He started eighth last year before having his day cut short during the final closing laps. And while he is slightly more expensive than my previous pick at $9,500, I'm still going to have a little room to wiggle with for my fifth and final pick. And for that, I'm staying in-house and selecting my teammate, Clint Bowyer. Clint finished third here 2 years ago, and he was doing very well his last trip here to the Bluegrass State, looking to score another top 10, but fell off the map during his last run and finished a lap down to the leaders. So my picks are in, and I feel really good about all of them. Remember, you can still edit your roster as many times as you like before the contest closing time, which is the scheduled start of the race, Saturday, July 11th at 7:30 p.m. So you can be sure that I'll be taking another look at my lineup after seeing how everyone performs in practice and qualifying sessions. So best of luck to you all this week in the Slingshot contest.